In order to implement your killer idea, you need to convince others to sacrifice. They need to sacrifice either their time, their money, their influence. They need to sacrifice something so that your idea can succeed. You can't do it alone. How do you convince others that your idea is worth that sacrifice? I'll be right back.
This is the Killer Innovations Podcast with Phil McKinney. Keep in mind that the information and opinions expressed in this podcast are Phil's and Phil's alone, and they don't necessarily reflect those of his past, current, or future employers. Now, here's Phil McKinney.
So, you've got that killer idea. Now what? You need to convince others that it's an idea worth them investing in. Whether that's raising money from venture capitalists or angel investors, whether it's convincing people to join the team with their time and energy, or asking people to open up their network of contacts, their influence, their Rolodex, which is a key success factor of building out the network such that your idea can be successful. So whether it's money, time, energy, opening up their network, giving you access to the Rolodex, you need to convince others that your idea is worth that sacrifice. Now, where most ideas fail is when the innovator can't communicate why their idea is so great. Why is the idea worth the time for them to listen to it, much less sacrifice for it? This ability to communicate is a must-have skill if you're going to go from idea to innovation. So what are the tricks? It's all about telling the story. And this is telling a story. Now, a story contains basically three acts or modules. And this applies whether it's a movie being made in Hollywood, an author writing a book, or you convincing others to sacrifice for your idea. The first module is stimulate their emotion. You have to get them emotionally engaged with your idea. First off, change the mood. Do something to put them into the right frame of mind. Why are movie theaters structured the way they are? Why are other venues where stories are told structured the way they are, such as plays, theaters, opera houses? In your case, don't go into a normal conference room, fire up the PowerPoint, and do death by PowerPoint. Maybe move it into a lab where you can actually show something. Create an amateur video that kind of highlights what it is, what the emotional piece of this is. Get them out. Change the mood. Change the environment. The second part of stimulating their emotion is establish fear or concern. Think back to the last great movie that you watched, whether it was a romance, and in that case, the fear or concern was whether or not the two people were actually going to fall in love and what would happen when they did. Or there's a fear concern, is someone going to destroy the world, and is the guy who's going to save the world going to get there in time to dismantle the bomb? Whatever it is, establish fear concern. Now, in your case around your idea, the fear concern can be things such as competition. The competition's ahead of you. You're falling behind. If we don't do something, something's going to happen. Change, the fact that the market is changing, that the economy is changing, that the users are changing. Whatever that fear concern is, it will elicit an emotional response. So again, this first module is stimulate their emotion. The third piece around stimulating their emotion is put them in the story. It isn't just about a theoretical story, but tell the story in such a way that the person you're pitching to can see themselves in that story. Play to their personal motivation. Play to their motivations, whether it's, you know, financial success, visibility, career success, success in the eyes of their family, eyes in the industry. Whatever it is, craft the story and put them in the story. Whether this is somebody that you're trying to recruit from the standpoint to join your team, or from the standpoint of raising money, or just asking for someone to help mentor you, tell the story and put them in it. So again, the first module is stimulate their emotion. The ways to do this is change the mood, establish fear or concern, and put them in the story. So it isn't about fear, theoretical fear or concern. You literally want to put that fear right in their gut. You want them to go, oh my gosh, we need to do something, or oh my gosh, this could happen. What is it we're going to do to avoid the problem or to achieve the next level of success? The second module in telling a story is change their opinion. Soon as you cause that fear or concern, their minds are going to race ahead to an answer. They're going to come with their own mental model for the answer. And you need to assume that the answer that they're coming to is not your answer. So first off, change their mind. Get out there with the story such that they understand the proof, the logic, the argument as to why your idea is the better idea. And another key component that I use that tends to be very successful is bring the customer voice into this discussion. You've established the fear concern and establishing the emotional piece. Put the customer's voice here. What is it the customer, the end users, whether you're selling a product or a service, what is it that they are thinking? Get that customer voice. Go out and capture videos. Interview them with just a handheld camera. Take some photographs and record them so that the people that you're trying to influence can hear from the customers. It isn't you just talking, but the fact is that you've identified a problem and a solution with your idea, and that you can change their mind through the proof, the logic, the argument, and the customer voice. Now, the second component of changing their opinion is show them an out. Think back to the movies that you watch, ones that are really, really exciting, and you're really hooked into it, and you're watching closely, and all of a sudden you can see the out. You can kind of start to see where the conclusion's heading. You can see that the person who's in danger is going to be able to get out. It's important when you're telling a story is to be able to give them an out. You need to go from that fear or concern to that there's light at the end of the tunnel. And this is by extending your argument, extending your logic. Here's the logic of why this is a problem. Here's the logic to the solution. And leading out, I can start to see the light at the end of the tunnel, that your idea is actually going to get us through this turmoil, or get us through this risk, or get us through this to this opportunity to success at the other end. Now, the key here is when you show them an out, compare it to other options. Close off other escape routes. This is important. You need to be intellectually honest when talking about that there's a way out by showing that you've looked at all the other possibilities and this is the best way out. This is the path that everybody should get behind. If you don't do this, you run the risk of raising the fear or concern, showing one of multiple ways out, and you end up actually eliciting the organization and going in five different directions versus getting them all aligned behind you and heading out that one way out, that one escape path, which is your killer idea. The third module of telling a story, get them to act. Get them to do something. It isn't about telling a good story and being entertaining. It's about eliciting a response. So you have to create a desire to act. You need to create some time or sense of urgency. You need to indicate that the window is closing, the opportunity is not going to be here forever, and time is of the essence. Build this urgency around personal urgency and organizational urgency. We tend to think that we're going to be altruistic and we'll put the organization first, but my experience is that those ideas that really can convince people to join a team, to sacrifice for this team, are ones that understand the sense of urgency both from a personal motivation, but also from an organizational motivation. Personal motivation. If people are motivated by financial success or career reputation or the ability to have their name attached to some big project that has wide market awareness, play on that. Understand what that motivation is and understand how your idea can help that person personally achieve that. And the fact that it's urgent that they do it now. Here's the window of opportunity. Here's their chance to establish themselves, get that name out there, achieve the financial success. Same with the organization. It's about organizational urgency also. Is it about organizational survival, or is it about that opportunity for the organization to take a leadership role, to become the leader in the marketplace around a specific area that you're talking about or that your idea is in? So build urgency around both personal and organizational timing. The other key for getting them to act or to take some kind of an action is to show them how easy it is. Focus on simplicity. Your story should just make it sound like, oh my gosh, I see the problem, I see a possible way out, I'm hearing about your idea, and I can see how we can achieve it. My suggestion here is draft out your idea and then simplify it. And then go back, draft it again, and simplify it some more. Modify the draft, simplify it some more. Repeat and repeat. It's about having it such that when you tell your story and you tell people about how they're going to, if they act, how they're going to get to the success, how they're going to get to that end of the rainbow and that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, that they need to see that it's not this huge complex, but that you've thought through it and you've presented it in such a crystal clear way that they can see exactly how they're going to get from where they are today to that success. And the last piece about getting them to act is to show them what could be. What could the future be? Focus, in this case, when you're telling a story about a future tense, about what the future is going to look like. Assuming that they do act, here's where your organization will end up. Here's where they will end up personally. Describe to them in detail, as if your idea was fully implemented as you've laid out in the story, how they will be positioned in that from a personal success perspective, and how the organization will be perceived in the marketplace with the organizational success. Describe the impact on the market and the customers. So if you structure your story around stimulating their emotion, changing their opinion, getting them to change their perception about where the real success or where the opportunity is, and third, getting them to act. If you follow this basic three-module structure, the same that's used in Hollywood, the same that's done in books, then you will have a much higher success rate in convincing people to sacrifice of their time, their money, and their energy. But that's not all. That's not it. You're not done just by simply the fact that you've structured your story. The process of constructing the story, meaning literally getting the words right, is critical. My advice is, don't wing it. Do not get up there and just try to do it off the cuff. Do not wing it. Write it out, word for word. Get comfortable so that you can do it without notes or without slides. This is not a pitch. This is conversational. Be able to adjust and modify the story on the fly. Based on how the conversation is going, drop a module in, add an optional module in, drop something else out, whatever it takes to construct the story based on where the conversation is going. Look around the room when you're going into pitching a story. Look around the person's office or look around the person's house or see how they're dressed or see what they've got with them, what they've been reading lately, whether it's the golf, kids, family, nonprofit organizations they're involved in, look around. Weave it into the story without being obvious. This is about making the story personal, not just for you, but for the person that you're trying to convince. Keep in mind, it's a discussion. It's not a death march. Your objective is not to get to the end of the story. Your objective is to convince them that they want to sacrifice to help make your idea successful. And the most important piece is practice. Practice on your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. Hey, that's what they're for. My wife has listened to more pitches on ideas than I can shake a stick at over the last, it'll soon be 29 years of marriage. Pitch the idea. Go through your story. Tell your story. Construct the story. Tell the story putting your spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend. If you can't personalize it for your spouse, girlfriend, or boyfriend, how are you going to personalize it when you're talking with somebody that you don't know as well? Tell the story to friends. Tell the story to friendlies, meaning not really close friends, but people who are in the industry. So now you're starting to go out there a little bit and tell the story to start convincing people. So people who are kind of friendly to you or friendly to, you know, that space, or somebody maybe is a mentor, tell the story. And through this whole process, ask for feedback. Did the story hit the mark? What was convincing? What wasn't convincing? What's missing in the story? What worked in the story? What didn't work in the story? Ask for feedback. The key is to get through and do these practices such that it becomes second nature. You need no notes. You need no PowerPoints. You can pick up the story at any part in the process, and you can finish the story at any part in the process. You're not on a death march. This is conversational, and through practice, you'll become very, very comfortable with it. The other piece of advice, always end early. If you ask for 30 minutes, wrap up the story in 20 minutes. Time is the most valuable resource someone is going to give you. Treat it with respect. I'll tell you, the most frustrating part of my job is the fact that people will come in and ask for 20 minutes and they take 40 minutes. It just shows a lack of respect for time. Time is the most valuable asset that a customer, a partner, an employee, an investor is going to give you for you to tell your story. So be respectful and always, always end early. That mentally will set in their mind a positive impression of the idea. Whether, however good you think the pitch was, the fact that you recognized and respected their time, they will mentally give you credit and will tend to come out with a more positive impression of your idea if you end the discussion early. And also, another piece of advice, ask for feedback. Feedback on the idea. Thoughts on how to improve it. Now, this is a question that nobody ever asks. Come in, you pitch the idea, nobody ever asks, hey, how could I improve the idea? Be one of those few people that ask, because then if the person offers you some ideas, you now have a little bit of emotional commitment. You've got a little bit of that hook in. They're thinking about the idea. You're asking them an opinion. You're asking them, hey, I value your feedback. I value your ideas. You've heard my story. How would you improve the idea that I'm working on? And then last, ask who else you should talk to. And if they refer you to somebody, if they say, hey, your idea is really good, you really got to go talk to John. If they refer you to somebody, then keep that person updated. They were nice enough to refer you to somebody else. Drop them an email, not every day or three times a day, but every once in a while just saying, hey, you know, you referred me to John. I've been working with him. I've got a meeting scheduled with him next Thursday. Hey, I just had the meeting with him. It went really well. He's now referred me off to a couple of other people. I really do appreciate it. Include them in. Make them feel like they're part of it, because, again, it's part of that emotional hook to get people to be willing to sacrifice. And a sacrifice is not just about money, meaning an investor or a venture capitalist, but it's also about time. And one of the key assets that someone could offer you is their Rolodex, their network of contacts, ultimately for you to find the people who are willing to step up and make the ultimate sacrifice for your idea by throwing their hat in the ring. And the last piece of advice, don't give up. At least don't give up too easily. Get out there and tell your story. Don't listen to the others. They're going to tell you things like, you can't get something started in these conditions, whether it be the economy or, you know, where you live someplace where there isn't a lot of investors or a lot of people in your industry, or whatever the reason is. You can't do something now, start in these conditions. Or, hey, that's a crazy idea. Or, why you? What makes you think you're so special that you're the ones that came up with the idea? Don't listen to the naysayers. Don't give up. Stick with it. If you're passionate around your idea, let that passion show when you're telling the story. It's kind of like stand-up comedy. You know, comedians, when they first stand up and they get in front of a microphone for the first time, they're going to fall flat on their face. But every time they fall flat on their face, they go back, they look at what they did, whether it be a you know, standing on stage in their comedy routine, they say, well, this joke worked, that joke didn't, this one seemed to work, this one needs a little bit more polish. Do the same with your story. When you fall flat on your face, when it doesn't work, go back, think through how you told the story, figure out what pieces work, what pieces don't. This isn't going to come out of the chute and be perfect. There's going to be a lot of editing and adjustments such that you can get ready to make the pitch to those people that you're going to be able to convince to make the sacrifice. At the same time, when comedians fall flat on their face, they also have great sessions. They get in front of the right audience and they just knock it out of the park. And there's nothing that's a better feeling than going in and pitching your idea and walking out of the room with hordes of people convinced that that is the right idea. And you start getting resources and focus, and people start taking on the project as if it were their own. That's success when you tell the story. Now, the difference between winners and losers, whether it be in comedy or whether it be in innovation, is that winners get up every day and try. Losers just give up. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Please send your feedback to podcast@killerinnovations.com. You can also post your comments over at killerinnovations.com and the show notes. Also, over there on the website is the archive going back over 3 years of content for the Killer Innovations podcast. Also, feel free to connect up via the community. We have community sites now up for the Killer Innovations listeners on Facebook and LinkedIn. You can also connect with me directly through podcast@killerinnovations.com through both of those communities. If you do, please identify yourself as a listener to the podcast, because I get lots of requests for Facebook and LinkedIn, and I'll only accept them if I know that you're a listener to the podcast. Also, feel free to pay it forward. You can pay it forward via Twitter. We do have Twitter feeds now for both the Killer Question, which is a weekly Twitter feed that I put out that is the weekly question, hopefully to kind of kickstart your creativity for the week. You can also follow me over at Twitter, just under Phil McKinney. So feel free to pay it forward by letting other people know about the Twitter feeds. You can also link to the Killer Innovation site or the blog from your site and blog. And just share it with others. Let other people know about the value that you get from this podcast and from the website. The main purpose I do this podcast and do the website is not for financial gains. I do it all for free of charge for you, the listeners. It's my way of paying it forward based on the fact of the history of the mentoring that I got earlier in my career from Bob Davis. When I asked him how I could pay it back to him, his instructions to me was to pay it forward later in my career. And that is the result of the podcast. Thanks again for listening. I do truly appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. Your time is the most valuable asset that you give me, that you're willing to take it out and listen to this podcast, and I truly do appreciate it. Drop me an email, let me know how you're doing, and let me know how I can help you. And thanks again. Bye-bye.